Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for this half hour of contemplation and meditation. We will begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, Workbook Lesson 92, and following that, we will sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook Lesson 92. Miracles are seen in light, and light and strength are one. You do not think of light in terms of strength and darkness in terms of weakness. This is because your idea of what seeing means is tied up with the body and its eyes and brain. Thus, you think you can change what you see by putting bits of glass before your eyes. You also believe the body's brain can think. It is as though you thought you held the match that lights the sun and give it all its warmth. Yet this is no more foolish than to believe the body's eyes can see, the brain can think. It is God's strength within you that is the light in which you see, as it is His mind with which you think. His strength denies your weakness. It is your weakness that sees through the body's eyes. Strength overlooks weakness by seeing past appearances. Strength keeps its steady gaze upon the light that lies beyond them. It unites with light. It sees itself. In the darkness, you perceive a self that is not there. Strength is the truth about you. Strength comes from the truth and shines with light its source has given it. It gives its strength to everyone who asks in limitless supply. The strength in you will offer you the light and guide your seeing, so you do not dwell on idle shadows that the body's eyes provide for self-deception. Miracles are seen in light, and light and strength are one. light and strength are one. The light, the awareness of the truth of what I am, is the light that shines out through me. The awareness of the truth of what I am is my strength. So the light and the strength are one. I feel strong when I believe in the truth of what I am, because there is no weakness in my source, in my Creator. My source created me as it is. So the truth of what I am, the light of what I am, is my strength. I can only feel weak when I am forgetting what I am, when I am believing what my eyes are showing me to be the truth. When I am searching out my littleness, when I am believing in my littleness, when I am believing in the darkness, when there is no awareness of my truth, the darkness can be my stubbornness to not admit the truth of what I am. Miracles are experienced in the light. Changes in perception are experienced when brought to the awareness of the truth of what I am. My perception will change to one of oneness, wholeness, when it is brought to the light, to the truth of what I am, to the strength of which I am. Miracles are seen in light, and light and strength are one. And Jesus says that the light of his strength is constant. It is as sure as love, forever. When I start to doubt, I can stop, and I can go to the light within me. I can go to that feeling, because I have practiced through meditation, connecting to that light, to that truth, to that strength. I can recall it fairly quickly. I can move back into the light when I find I've fallen into the darkness. Every time I practice through meditation in any form, a walking meditation, a mindful practice, eyes opened or seated meditation, a form of mindfulness, every time I practice, experiencing what I am, even if it's just for a few moments, when I am able to feel the truth of what I am, that practice was perfect. Holy Spirit, help me today to notice when I have fallen into the darkness. Help me to become aware when that has happened, so I can return back to the light, to the truth, to the strength of what I am. If ever I doubt, nudge me back. I give my willingness, Holy Spirit, to you, my inner guide, to help me transform my mind into being in awareness of truth always. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, the strength in you will offer you the light to guide your seeing, so you do not dwell on idle shadows that the body's eyes provide for self-deception. Strength and light unite within you, and where they meet, your true self stands, ready to embrace you as its own. Such is the meeting place we try to find and rest in. For the peace of God is where your true self, His Son, is waiting now to meet itself again and to be as one. Thank you for joining with me today in the meeting place of God's love and light. Namaste.